we are very fortunate to be the only orchestra in the middle of the country. And so we serve a very large area where there are, as I'm sure the statistics would say, many, many hundreds of thousands of classic listeners. But also, like classic, we are committed to sharing our music as widely as possible with the largest possible audience. So this is just a great way of us, by showing some concerts in the season that are recommended by Classic and by partnering more generally, hopefully helps us to reach a new audience and to demonstrate that classical music can be for everyone.
And that is an important part of what Classic FM does, and I'm sure something that you want to do and you want your orchestra to do.
Definitely. I mean, at the CBSO, we have an incredibly wide-ranging programme. We present about 75 concerts a year at our home in Symphony Hall, and that is literally everything from concerts for primary school children right through to weekend matinees, premieres of new pieces. Next season, we have a Bond night, we have a Star Wars night. I mean, we present right across the whole range of classical music. So it's important that we, you know, take that as widely as possible to all the audiences that might enjoy it.
So with the CBSO and Classic FM, it just sounds like a really good fit.
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, we see our mission is to serve the whole of the Midlands, and indeed beyond that, the rest of the UK and internationally, but particularly at home in Birmingham. We're lucky, we have a fantastic hall. It's a great experience listening to music there, and we want to share that with as many people as we can.
You've touched on it. What do you think, perhaps it's easy for you to say, perhaps it's not, you can decide, what makes you such a special orchestra?
Well, we have a great history, of course. We're just approaching our centenary in the year 2020. The variety, I think, is a really important part of it. And it's also about the wider musical family of CBSO. So as well as the orchestra, we have an adult choir, three youth choirs, a community choir, just started a second one of those, a youth orchestra, big education programme. So we're responsible for something like 750 people making music as part of the CBSO. So again, that idea that the classical music is something that can be shared widely and is something to enjoy and to participate in yourself, I think is a very special part of it. And certainly that's something that orchestras from around the world come and talk to us about and try to copy in their own way.
And in terms of taking that forward, you're of course looking for a new music director at the moment. How's that going?
That's right. Well, we take our time on these things. It is absolutely vital that we find the right person, a really good fit with the orchestra, and somebody who's really prepared to commit a lot of time to the orchestra and to Birmingham, because our season is long and our touring plans are ambitious as well. So the other important thing is that it's the members of the orchestra who have a huge say in this. The reason we've had three such successful appointments, in particular Simon Rattle, Zachary Oromo, Andrus Nelson's over the last sort of 35 years, is because the players themselves have been having the leading voice in choosing who it is. So rather than me or the board or anyone else just say, here you are, chaps, here's who it is, we really want to hear the musician's voice in all of that. So that takes time because you have to see people. But we're in doing it, there are some fantastic conductors out there, absolutely wonderful, great generation of new conductors in particular. So we are enjoying the process as we take our pick.
Anyone in the frame?
Oh, yes, we have several people that we're looking at actively. And I go on what I call my spying missions. They go in my diary without a name or a city attached. So for myself and the members of the search committee, we've been doing lots of spying missions recently, and we'll carry on doing so until the day we announce.
I didn't think I was going to get anything out of
nice
you
try.
Just yet. Looking at Birmingham more widely in terms of a centre of excellence, in a way, for classical music, what did you make of Julian Lloyd-Webber's appointment at the principal at the Conservatoire?
Well, I think it's really exciting, and combined with the fact that the Conservatoire will be moving into a brand new building in 2017, it really feels like a strong new development in the next generation of classical musicians for the Midlands. We have fantastic infrastructure in Birmingham, our home at Symphony Hall, the wonderful Town Hall, which is the oldest concert hall in the country, our own CBSO Centre, which seats 300 in a more intimate style for chamber music, a couple of new halls, including a wonderful one at the University of Birmingham, the Bramall Music Building. So Birmingham is very well blessed with halls and with musicians, and now with a brand new conservatoire and an internationally renowned musician like Julian at the head, I think we'll go from strength to strength.
It's interesting. I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, a lot has been made about Sir Simon Rattle's appointment in London and looking for possibly a new concert hall there. Birmingham is leading the way, isn't it? What can London learn from Birmingham?
Well, I think in terms of the hall, what I would hope, if it does come off in London, will be You put the acoustics first. So when Symphony Hall was built in 1991, it was the acoustician, Russell Johnson, who was in charge of the main design decisions rather than the architect. And I think when you see the halls that have done it that way round, they're the successes. So I'm sure, you know, Simon being involved again, he will insist on that. I think also location is a really key part of it, and I know that's one of the decisions that they still need to make for the new LSO and London Hall. But in Birmingham, building Symphony Hall right in the centre of the city and using it as a catalyst for regeneration of the whole city centre was something we're still feeling the benefits of that 25 years on. So I think location is really, really important. And, you know, I look forward to watching it with interest.
What do you think it is about Birmingham at the moment that has really seen this spark in terms of the halls, in terms of Julian Lloyd Webber's appointment, in terms of really the vibrancy of the classical music scene?
Well, it has great tradition going back a long way, but there's no doubt Simon Rattle, was a big catalyst for that. Simon Halsey, who's our chorus director, has been really at the forefront of all the singing developments since he was appointed here also in the early 80s. Also, the orchestra and the halls have been very lucky to have strong support from the local authority, from Birmingham City Council, which has been a sort of the prime mover in the cultural life of the city, most recently with the Library of Birmingham, which opened a couple of years ago. It's absolutely fantastic building in the city centre. So I think there's a lot of goodwill there. The geography, I think, helps us. You can get to Birmingham from anywhere very quickly, very easily. And actually now we're seeing the private sector economy in Birmingham really picking up now, most recently with the announcement that HSBC are going to build their headquarters of the UK bank there. So I think Birmingham, in the middle of the country, great connectedness to everywhere else, and a very can-do attitude we have in Birmingham. I think that's the other thing. We don't sit around waiting for things to happen to us. We make them happen ourselves. It's a place that has the least whinging of anywhere I've ever come across. People just get on with it. So I think that helps as well.
Just going back to what we talked about first, this partnership with Classic FM, maybe it's not easy to give a sort of bullet points of 1, 2, 3, this is what we want to achieve. But how do you see it developing in terms of the work that you'll be able to do with this partnership?
Well, I think what it allows us to do is to present this wide range of concerts that we present. So included in the first season of concerts recommended by Classic FM, we have everything from concerts with our principal guest conductor, Edward Gardner, doing Sibelius' Fifth Symphony, which is part of our series of music from 100 years ago. We have some great classical favourites like Pictures and Exhibition and Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. But we also have a programme of songs from the movies. We have also, at the start of the season, what we've called an A to Z of the CBSO, where we're working with Paul Rissman, wonderful presenter and sort of enthusiast for classical music, to present a kind of whistle-stop tour in one evening of everything that the orchestra does and everything, you know, that you might want to know about classical music but have always been too afraid to ask. So for me, it's about taking the widespread of things that we already do and reaching a new audience with it. We can't wait to get started. We've been talking about this for a little while, and it's great that we can get going. And as we look towards our centenary, the partnership with Classic, as well as a number of our other partnerships, are a way that we can just spread the good news. You know, we all hear lots of gloomy things about the arts in this country, lots of people worrying about funding and all that sort of stuff. It's about time we celebrated the things that are really good news.